Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning, you two. How are you?
Good morning.
Thank you. How are you?
We're out here in Harrisville. We got a brand new paved road.
Ooh.
And it, it's supposed to be 40 out here, but it actually seems like it's gone up to 60 the way people are driving it, but...
Oh, you mean the temperature?
I was going to say the temperature.
The temperature is about 80, right?
Oh, that's nice.
I'd like to weigh in real quick on the middle school shrug off protest on page 3 in today's paper.
Yes.
And holding a sign that read, "School Sucks Project." I don't understand that statement. Maybe Mr. Miller can call in, or whatever his name is, Sam Dodson or Miller, or and explain that statement. I don't understand it. School Sucks Project.
I don't know what that is. I didn't read the article. I barely got to see the paper this morning.
Strange. They got this middle school shrug off protest, then they got the Keene High top 10 graduates. And so it seems like Sam's, I don't know, if you look down below, these people have all succeeded in the Keene school system, the public school system, no matter where they went to school. And it doesn't make any sense that he's out here protesting in front of these middle schoolers.
Huh.
I don't well, know. That's just my opinion.
I think you've got a couple of products of a Keene educational system sitting right here in the radio station. And
and you see how well we've done.
I know. Gosh, maybe we shouldn't be the yardstick.
I have two products, too, and they excelled coming to Keene High.
Right.
They just took off.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like amazing. I think the school is awesome. I think the education system's fine. I wish Sam and his friends a lot of luck because they're going to be alive a long time fighting this fight.
Is it the Free State? I mean, Sam is a Free Stater, so is it the Free Staters that are out there with their signs?
Yeah.
Saying school sucks?
Yeah, I didn't know they were doing this protest. I don't go to, my family spent 200 hours in Keene, except I don't even bother sometimes going to Keene, but yeah, that's what they said, School Sucks Project. Maybe Sam can call us up and tell us, out here in Radio Land, what the heck that means.
Okay, well.
Okay. Have a good one.
All right, thank you for calling.
One of the wonderful things about the United States of America is that we do live in a representative democracy, and folks elect people to serve on the city council and on the local school boards. And the school board took a look at the need for a new middle school and brought it to the voters, and the voters approved the money. So in my mind, that's the voters spoke, the school's being constructed. Editorially, I went through a Keene Junior High School at the time, and it was an antiquated and outdated school when I was there 138 years ago.
Wow.
So I'm very pleased that the community has recognized the need, and we're moving ahead with construction of what will be a wonderful school that will serve the needs of Keene school kids for years to come. And it's interesting. I guess everyone's entitled to their own opinion and the ability to express it. Which is one of the other rights guaranteed in the Constitution of the United States. I don't have to agree with them. I don't even understand them sometimes. But I think it was one of the colonial patriots that said, "I'll defend to the death their right to say it." So I guess, to each their own.
Well, I think that the middle school, from what I hear, and I think people that I talk to are sort of the crust of Keene, if you will. They just kind of middle class. And I have not heard one of them say we shouldn't be building the school. They say it's going to be expensive. And I'm going to run out of time here. You're listening to TalkBack on the news station, WKBK 1290 AM and 104.1 FM. Bill Barragat and I will be back. And we're back. I'm Cynthia Georgina.
And I'm Bill Barragat.
And the show is TalkBack. 357-1290. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning. It's Ian with FreeKeene.com. How are
Good
you
morning.
Doing?
Good morning.
Hey, I think Sam is still in bed. I know that Tarzan called earlier asking about the school sucks thing that happened yesterday out in front of the middle school. So
what was that about?
I figured I'd do my best to field it. Well, you mentioned the newspaper article that was written about it today, and it's something that's been going on a weekly basis, and I wouldn't consider it a protest as much as I'd consider it outreach, just trying to reach out to young people and introduce them to some important ideas. And the School Sucks Project is a website, schoolsucksproject.com. It's a podcast, which is an internet radio show, basically, that is run by a professional educator who was trained within the system, trained to work in the system, and really got fed up with the government schools, and is now, you know, basically doing everything he can to eliminate the coercive government education system and to educate people about it and how education is important, but the government schools are not the best answer for educating people. So that's part of what's going on out there.
So is there anybody out there right now?
Oh, no.
Oh.
It's only when the kids are getting out of school that the people are out there.
Now, and where are they? They're holding signs that say school sucks in front of the construction of the new middle school. Is that where they are?
No, the current middle school.
Oh, the current middle school. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's schoolsucksproject.com. And I thought the newspaper article was interesting because it really painted a negative picture of what happened yesterday. And the overall response from the students is in no way negative. It's very positive. Sure, there are some kids that don't like it, but a lot of them totally understand that school sucks. And they very much enjoy seeing us out there. I would say it's an overwhelmingly positive response. But if you just read the newspaper story, you don't get that impression.
I haven't read the news story yet. I barely saw the paper. I read the article about Jean Ann Farr, and that's as far as I got. What happened yesterday?
What happens every week is folks came out and held some signs out in front of the middle school and waved at the kids and, you know, that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Really wasn't much that went on. For some reason, somebody decided to call the cops in this week. I'm not sure why that happened, because that hasn't happened before.
Right.
So they were out there, but everything went fine, and most of the kids really seemed to appreciate us being there. And I think the newspaper got the story really wrong. So actually, Sam took some time to write up his own version of the newspaper story to correct some of the mistakes the author made. And that corrected version is posted right now at freekeen.com for anyone who wants
to
see that.
Okay, all right. No.
And if you're interested, I can get Brett from the School Sucks Project to get in touch with you if you want to have him on to talk about exactly what it is he does on his podcast.
Well, Ian,
it strikes me that, it is a phenomenally bizarre message. I mean, we're trying to encourage kids to stay in school, get educated, be, productive members of society, and you guys are doing that. Wouldn't that message be better targeted to the school board? I mean, you're going to get middle school kids to, opt out of middle school? I mean, isn't that message being misdirected?
Well, I don't know if that's what the message is. I think the message is to get them to go to schoolsucksproject.com to listen to that particular podcast. I don't think anyone's telling them to opt out necessarily, although I think it's not necessarily the case that education is being done in as efficient a manner as possible in the government schools. These government schools are the Prussian school system that essentially was designed to crank out unquestioning worker drones who, and this is a very general statement about them. Obviously, there are exceptions to this, but the government schools are a system designed to crank out people who will just kind of plug in, be cogs in the system, and never really question their circumstances or question the things that they've been presented with. And so I think that education will be much better off outside of the coercive monopoly. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time this morning.
We're both sitting here speechless.
I've got nothing else to say. I mean,
thank you.
It would strike me that the protest would be better targeted to, the school board as opposed to, middle school kids. And I know it's very difficult to keep, I mean, the merits of the school system and how kids are educated, that's a perfectly fine discussion to have. But it's difficult for some kids to stay in school, whatever that is,
right?
Be it a private school, be it a public school. So I think the message is at best bizarre and misdirected, and phenomenally counterproductive, because I think you ought to encourage kids to stay in school.
357-1290. Good morning. You're on Talkback.
Okay, you woke me up.
Oh, there you are. Hi, haven't heard from you in a while.
I've been sitting here right along day after day, week after week. Now I'm opening my mouth.
Good morning.
The kids are supposed to be to school. Those are the rules. I was raised 64 years ago. You do as I do until you can pay the bills.
That's a good point.
That was my father's rules. You don't like it? Well, sit right down, tell me what you don't like about it, then you go along and do what I asked.
Right.
And that's the way you should go to school. If you get your education, then go out in the world and pay the bills, then that's fine. Taking a middle school student, instigating them, is wrong.
I agree with you.
I couldn't agree more. And as I mentioned, it's difficult enough to keep kids in school, to keep, I mean, with all of the myriad of bad influences, you know, that are out there, that to keep kids engaged in school, you know, we can have a discussion as to what the appropriate school is,
right.
but the reality is that kids need to be educated because, I mean, you talk about worker drones was one of the things that I heard that I couldn't disagree with more. As a product of Keene schools and public
schools,
it's a must. I mean,
absolutely right. Now I've spoke my piece, and though the world has rules, unless you can abide by the rules, get out. As simple as that.
Thank you.
There are rules, and that's it. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
I'd like to point out that I don't think they ever said that they shouldn't go to school. I think they were pointing out that government wasn't the best way, that the structure wasn't the best way. Not that middle schoolers shouldn't be going to school.
Well, I think the problem is if you put a message like that out there and then allow for an interpretation, you know, that's where I think the kids.
Well, I don't think if a sign saying school sucks is out in front of the middle school, I don't think you're going to have many kids saying, hey, that might be a problem, because they're going to chuckle and say, yeah, it does.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you.
Particularly, you know, hearing from my daughter, who certainly doesn't say that, but, you know, it's fair to say she's counting the days down until, school is out in I think a week and a half. So I imagine there's a degree of not frustration, but willingness to have the school year end.
and to call it sucky. 357-1290, good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's Sam Dodson here.
Good morning.
Sam, good morning.
You're up, huh?
You got up.
Yeah, I apologize. I was up a little late last night. But I heard some of the discussion. I guess I'm a little surprised that, you know, you guys know that the kids are there to be educated, and they're supposed to gain all of this experience so that they're ready and prepared to go out into the world and be successful. But yet you don't want them getting any information that's counter to what the government school system is presenting to them, and I guess I'm a little confused. What kind of education do you think that they should be getting?
I think, Sam, that a message, you know, from a sign that says school sucks may not be the, you know, an appropriate message. If you want to direct kids to a website, but again, I think that's
okay. Well, hold on, let's stop there. The sign doesn't say school sucks. It says school sucks project, which is a website, schoolsucksproject.com, or School Sucks Podcast, which is also a website. So that's exactly what we are doing.
But don't you think that at least a certain percentage of the kids will look at the thing and all they'll see is school sucks? So I agree with that.
Okay, so isn't that pointing out a problem with the government education system, in that they're turning out a product that the kids find boring, uninteresting, they feel unchallenged, they're not learning information that they feel is important and applicable in their lives? So shouldn't that be addressed by the school system itself?
But Sam, shouldn't you address that to the school board and the powers that have the ability to change that? But before I get to that point, I think you're tarring the educational system with a pretty broad brush. Again, you've got two products of public schools right here from Keene. I'm not sure where Forrest graduated, but I think we're able to muddle through life reasonably well.
So I think unchallenged, unmotivated,
whatever else you used, I think is, I disagree with that.
Okay, and I'm not saying that, you know, they're turning out kids that can't read and write, although that's certainly happening in a lot of the inner cities where the schools are even more poorly run than they are here in Keene. But clearly, the education works. It's turning out people who are able to basically function in life. But like Ian was talking about earlier, they're not questioning their paradigm. The public schools were designed to train people who would go and work in the factories during the Industrial Revolution.
Well, I don't think that that's true anymore. I certainly think that the middle school and grade school, I think, are different. But when you get into high school, they allow you to get into something that you might be interested in. They have advanced courses for kids that want to excel, and they
yep.
have other courses for kids that don't want to excel. And unfortunately, that's how kids are. I mean, some kids say there's nothing wrong with being average.
Yeah, so to get back to the point of, you know, why not address it with the school board? The reason is I don't want to spend my time rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic. I'd rather strike at the root. And the root is that the root of the problem here is that the money that's spent on the schools is stolen money. I had one of the parents come up to me and say that she didn't want her kids hearing the message that I was out there expressing. And I explained, well, unfortunately, I don't even have kids in this school, but yet I'm forced to pay to send them to here, and I find what they're teaching them to be morally offensive. So I don't want to pay for this.
What's morally offensive about it?
The government indoctrination that sort of goes on in these government schools, teaching the kids to respect authority, that the teacher's always right, that, you know, they don't really teach them how to think and reason for themselves. I mean, if this really was a school where the students were empowered to go out in the world and learn about it, wouldn't they be out talking to us?
I think you need to go and sit in on some classes in the fall. And
I saw it when I was walking by the buses, talking to them on the megaphone. It was a 90 degree day, and the bus driver is telling them to roll up the windows because he doesn't want them hearing, you know, what I might say out on the megaphone. And, you know, that's so ridiculous to roll up all the windows on a hot bus with no air conditioning. If that's the way that they're treating them just on the bus, I don't know what goes on inside.
Well, I don't know either, but anyway, we do have another call, I think. So.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. 357-1290, good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning, Cynthia. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good, Bill Chaffee here. About the school such project and everything, and I'm very much for private or homeschooling and private schooling and everything, but their whole argument is that, you know, the government schools are getting to them young and brainwashing them. Well, that's kind of their objective, is to get them young. And it's a very creepy connotation for them to stand outside a middle school. And I think it's a very, very empty victory to try to recruit 12 and 13-year-olds who, yeah, they're not going to enjoy school. They don't enjoy doing anything except playing video games, which kind of, I think, is there's lack of motivation to do anything when you're that age.
And baseball.
Hang out. And baseball, and that's kind of the theme for the free state. Well, lack of motivation. They don't really want to do anything except kind of hang out and talk about problems all the time. But it's just kind of creepy, and if they just had some candy to hand out, I think it would really put it over the top. But you know, it has that connotation.
Thanks for calling.
Right.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Thanks for calling.
357-1290. Good morning, Aaron. Talk back.
Thanks for calling.
Hello. Turn your radio down.
Hello?
Turn your radio down.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Sorry. I'm just calling to kind of back up what not the last caller, but the one before said that about children being bored in school. I found that my son was bored. He told me he was bored. He mm-hmm. also told me that the teachers demanded respect, and I have always taught him that to get respect, you have to earn it. And I don't feel that the teachers in the school system earn respect. They demand it, but they don't earn it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have to go along with the previous caller. And I just wanted to
Does your son respect you?
Very much.
Okay.
Very much. But I have not ever presented myself as a figure of authority that demanded respect. I respected him, and he respected me, and he's 19 years old now, and we still have the same relationship.
Well,
did your son ever respect any of his educators?
Of course he did.
Okay.
He did, yes. Many of them, in fact. But, you know, when kids get to a certain point in school where they just feel like they're bored, they're not listened to, they're talked at instead of to, their opinion isn't valued, then school for them just becomes something that is, it's just tedious.
Is your son still in school?
No, he's not. He's graduated.
What's he doing now?
He works full-time for Cheshire County.
Okay. All right.
And I'm very proud of him, I must say.
Right. Absolutely. I think all parents...
As a mother
most,
should be.
Yeah, most parents, I'm phenomenally proud of my two girls as well.
Right.
So it's... But it's good. We appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 357-1290. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling to respond back to the gentleman that called two callers ago, actually, who was kind of, I guess, making fun of the Free State, some of the Free State guys for standing out in front of the school, kind of insinuating that there were some kind of pedophiles. And I think it's kind of wrong.
I don't think he said that.
He didn't say that outright, but, you know, kind of mentioning the whole thing with, you know, what would be the creepiest thing, you know, if they just had candy, you know, as if, you know, that's kind of like what they're there for, which is, I think it's just, you know, kind of taking the issue, which is a real issue, and just kind of putting a crazy spin on it where, you know, I don't think it's very healthy. That's the first thing. But really, I think that what these guys are pointing out is something that's a fact. I mean, I think everybody on the show right now would agree that there is a big problem in the school system. And I have a daughter that's 2 years old, and I have no plans on sending her to public schools, even though I myself went to public schools.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think it was not the best situation for me.
Are you going to homeschool her?
Most likely that's going to be the option. Either that or find a very good small private school.
Okay.
But I think there is a very big issue that needs to be addressed. And I think that by going to the children will themselves go to the parents and actually express that. And the parents will actually be willing to listen and see that maybe there is a problem there that needs to be addressed, then maybe the state will listen much quicker. And either A, you know, the parents will pull their kids out of school, or B, the state will change the way they educate the children. So I think what they're doing is actually correct.
Okay. All right. And I can hear your two-year-old in the background, right?
Yes, that's right.
All right,
take care.
Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
357-1290 is our number. Time for one last call to get in before. No, Forrest is shaking his head no. So, I guess that was an interesting round of.
It was an interesting turn on the discussion.
Discussion,
so.
But I don't know. I don't know. I just taught my kids, and I know you were taught the same way, to respect everybody. Later on, you may change your mind, but
right.
Go in there expecting to respect them, and you know they might react to that, they might not, but I just think that that's a real important thing.
And I think, at any level, be it school or city government or what have you, I think there are ways to affect change. One of the ways is to run for the school board or run for the city council, you know, if a law or a policy, you know, you find ineffective or you know, unattractive or what have you, you work to change it.
Right.
But the reality is there are authority figures in life, and you need to pay them the respect that they're due, be it a police officer or a teacher or what have you. And that's the way the game is played, and if folks don't like the way the game is played, maybe go somewhere where the game is played differently or work to change the game.
That's it. And Keene is a good place, I think, if there's something you see that you want changed. I think Keene is a good place. It's not too big, not too small, but you can talk to local lawmakers.
City councilors school board members or teachers. So,
Bill, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Thank you
truly
very
enjoyed
much
it.
For
thank
here.
You.